Can the clerk please call the roll?
Atkinson? Atkinson? Bates? Bates? Beyer? Brown? Brown? Burdick? Burdick? Carter? Carter? Deckard? Devlin? Ferrioli? George? George? Gordley? Johnson? Johnson? Cruz? Cruz? Metzger? Montes Anderson? Montes Anderson? Morissette? Morissette? Morris? Nelson? Nelson? Przonski? Przonski? Ringo? Ringo? Schrader? Schrader? Shields? Shields? Star B? Star C? Berger? Walker? Walker? Westland? Whitsitt? Winters? Winters? President Courtney?
A quorum being present, we will post the colors, please.
They're coming up.
All right. Colors. Oh, hearts. Thank you.
Our invocation today will be by Senator Frank Morris.
As we convene once again in this chamber, we pause to give thanks to you, O God, who has so generously blessed our nation, our state, our communities, our families, and each of us individually. As spring is fast upon us with blossoms emerging in all their beauty and trees renewing themselves in all their greenery, we are reminded of the message of Easter. We are reminded of renewal and rebirth. We are reminded of your great love for us. We are reminded that as you have loved us, we are also called to so love one another. As spring fades into summer and summer fades into fall, and the political process transcends into partisan elections, let us not forget the message of Easter. May our conduct be less partisan and our discourse more civil. May we focus on issues and not on the person. May we be focused on doing what is right, not just what is expedient. May we bring honor to ourselves. May we bring honor to this great institution. May we bring honor to you, O God, the creator and sustainer of all of life. Amen.
Thank you, Senator Frank Morris, for the invocation. Also to Shad Certain and the North Salem Army Junior ROTC, and they are commanded by Francisco Garibay. Their members were Heather Belshi, Christine Welts, and Justin Stewart. So we especially thank the opening ceremonies from the North Salem High School Army ROTC. Thank you very much as we begin our deliberations here this afternoon. We're now under courtesies. Recognize Senator Dave Nelson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today I have my desk, Neil Parekh. He says that his last name rhymes with Carrek. He's a representative from Pacific Northwest Economic Region, and I didn't realize today, but he says he works for me, actually. So this is a wonderful, wonderful place to be. He's down visiting on behalf of PENWAR, Pacific Northwest Economic Region, and would invite everybody to come to their summer convention in Edmonton, Alberta, on July 16th through 20th. And I know you'd like to come around and meet each and every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Nelson. Neil, welcome to the Oregon State Senate. I'd like to extend the official courtesies of the State Senate to you. You have a very good boss in Senator Dave Nelson, so thank you for coming. Remonstrances. Recognize Senator Adel Gordley, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Colleagues, I just ask that you join me in offering prayers to my legislative aide, Sean Cruz, whose son, Tyler, is still in Iraq serving his second term of second tour of duty. And we haven't heard from Tyler in quite a while. And so we think about him. We think about all of the men and women who are serving. And again, we just ask for your prayers and encouragement for Sean and his family. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. I recognize Senator Doug Whitsitt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise today because, Mr. President, although I have no objection to the list of the governor's appointees to be considered today, I do have a major concern for the geographical distribution of these candidates within the state of Oregon. Three appointees are from the Dalles, Bend, and Sun River, respectively. It appears to me that no other appointee is from east of Highway 97, nor south of Sun River or Eugene. Fully three-fourths of the landmass of the entire state of Oregon is not represented by this list of appointees. Governor Kulongoski has spoken eloquently regarding his concern for the rural-urban divide in our state. This list of appointees certainly does not reflect that stated concern. Today, I cannot support this list of appointments. I cannot support them, Mr. President, not because the appointees are unqualified, but because the selection of appointees ignores three-fourths of the entire landmass of our state. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Woodsett. Further remonstrances? On the messages, the Senate has received the messages from the Governor announcing appointments subject to confirmation by the Senate. There's no objection. The Senate will dispense with reading the messages as all the pertinent information is included in the status report which has been placed on your desk. The messages in their entirety shall be recorded in the journal and is so ordered. The reports from standing committees. The Senate will dispense with reading reports from standing committees as committee recommendations are included in the status report and the report shall be recorded in the journal and is so ordered. In accordance with the Senate rule, interim rule 209.40, consideration of appointments and reappointments that did not receive final action by the interim executive appointments committee is carried over to the next convening of the Senate, and this action will be recorded in the journal as so ordered. Reports from special committees, propositions and motions, actions on executive appointments requiring the Senate's confirmation. The procedure for today's action on executive appointments is as follows. The motion to suspend the rules and confirm en bloc will be made in order to consider multiple boards and commissions in one en bloc motion. The remaining appointments will be considered in the usual manner in accordance with Senate rules. When there is more than one appointee to an individual board, commission, or agency, a motion to confirm en bloc, when recommended by the committee, will be in order. I recognize Senator Ted Ferriola.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the rules be suspended and that the Senate confirm en bloc the following appointments to the respective boards and commissions. State Apprenticeship and Training Council, Jennifer Brunette, Tanya Lee Howard. Commission on Asian Affairs, Bill Chin, David Kong, Mohi Momeni, Dennis Sato. State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, J. Kevin Shuba. Oregon Board of Dentistry, Mary Davidson, Norman Magnuson. State Board of Education, Artremio Paz. Fair Dismissal Appeals Board, Joseph Jordan, Kevin Keeley. Commission on Hispanic Affairs, David Molina. Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability, Shelby Rihala. Long-Term Care Advisory Council, Tony Landis. Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots, Jeffrey Krug, Captain Ann McIntyre. Board of Medical Examiners, Lisa Cornelius. Board of Naturopathic Examiners, Glenn Taylor. Oregon Racing Commission, Kerry Johnson. State Board of Tax Practitioners, Wendy Jones. Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, Cassandra Wilson.
Senator Ferriola moves that the rules be suspended and the Senate confirm and block the appointments to be the respective boards and commission that he listed. Discussion. Senator Ferriola.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we had an opportunity in the Rules Committee to interview and listen to every one of the proposed nominees to these boards and commissions who are serving for their first time on an Oregon commission and found uniformity in the fact that they were well-qualified, intelligent, earnest people who want to serve. The only criticism that I would offer echoes the criticism that I heard from the good senator from Klamath Falls, that the fact is that the geographic distribution tended to focus very much on an area from Eugene to Portland and west of the crest of the Cascade Mountains. We hope, Mr. President, that in future rosters of appointees there will perhaps be other more generally geographically distributed members, but I assure the body every one of these candidates is well qualified and should be confirmed with an aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Is there a further discussion? Senator Ferriola, do you wish to close? Question is, shall the Senate suspend the rules and confirm and blunt the governor's appointments as listed? All those of the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson? Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckard, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morse, Nelson, Brzozinski, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Wesslin, Whitsitt, Winters, President Courtney?
Yes.
On legislative business, Deckard, Devlin, Star B, voting no, Beyer, George, Cruz, Whitsitt, 23 aye votes.
Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. I recognize Senator Dave Nelson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended and the Senate confirm en bloc the following appointments to their respective boards and commissions.
I think you keep going.
Okay, just keep going. Okay. State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Minga Guerrero. Oregon Investment Council, Richard Solomon. Lane County Mass Transit District Board, Susan Bain and Gary Gatos. Board of Medical Examiners, Cliffany Devaney. Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors, Joyce Damonen. State Board of Tax Practitioners, Mary Vanetta. Workers' Compensation Board, Vera Langer and Greg Lowell. State Workforce Investment Board, David Officer.
Senator Nelson moves the Senate that the rules be suspended and the Senate confirm en bloc the appointments to the respective boards that the Senator listed. Here's the discussion. Senator Nelson, please.
These folks were the folks that were deemed to not be needed at the interview. They're basically returning folks that have already appeared before the committee, and we would ask that the Senate suspend the rules and confirm en bloc the governor's appointments as listed before.
Thank you. Is there further discussion? Mr. Nelson, do you wish to close? Question is, shall the Senate suspend the rules and confirm en bloc the governor's appointments as listed? All those in the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Bates? Beyer? Brown? Burdick? Carter? Deckard? Devlin? Ferrioli? George? Gordley? Johnson? Cruz? Metzger? Montes Anderson? Morissette? Morse? Nelson? Brzozinski? Ringo? Schrader? Shields? Star B? Star C? Berger? Walker? Wesslin? Whitsitt? Winters? Atkinson? President Courtney?
Yes.
On legislative business, Deckard, Devlin, Star B, voting no, Beyer, Cruz, Whitsitt, 24 aye votes.
Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm the following governor's appointment of Bob Repine as Director of the Economic and Community Development Department.
Thank you. Senator Johnson moves the governor's appointment of Bob Repine as the Director of the Economic and Community Development Department. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, as many of you know, I haven't been shy with my previous criticism of Oregon Economic and Community Development Department, but I think with this appointment, that's in the past. Today, it's my pleasure to bring you the nomination of Bob Repine as Director of the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department. I am convinced that Bob Repine will be the change agent that will restore the legislature and Oregonians' confidence in the agency. He's been a businessman, an agency head, a community volunteer, a civic leader, and a former legislator. He knows the process. He's been on the job for only 30 days and is already making substantial and innovative recommendations within the department. He has assembled a capable team, and major work is already underway to deliver a suite of proposals for your consideration in the 2007 session. I was reminded today by one of our Senate colleagues that Mr. Repine, during his legislative service, had strong opinions about how the agency should operate to best deliver opportunity for Oregon. I'm confident, given Mr. Repine's business background and government experience, that he is exactly the person to turn OECDD into the agency that will be a critical part of ensuring that Oregon is well-positioned to compete economically. Both able to retain and grow Oregon's businesses, to recruit new business opportunity, and to take our Oregon goods into a global marketplace. I urge your aye vote for Bob Repine's nomination to become the new director of Oregon Economic and Community Development.
Is there further discussion? Recognize Senator Margaret Carter, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I stand on behalf of a person that I have known since he first came to the legislature, none other than Mr. Bob Repine. We worked very well when we were in the House together. He had great integrity, and he knows how to listen well. And I think, colleagues, that if I've heard anything in the number of years that I've been here, and that is different people talking about the leadership at OEDD, and not being able to communicate with the legislature, I think that this is a case where not only does he remember his days of being a legislator, and even though at one time he was one of the people who didn't believe that OEDD should be, but I know that this very day that Mr. Bob Repine, with his integrity and his ability to move and work with people well, and a person who does know how to listen, will do Oregon a great job. I urge you to vote for a man of integrity, a man of listening abilities, and a man who has great skills in bringing people together across the aisle. I ask you to join us all in supporting Bob Repine.
Thank you. Is there further discussion? Senator Johnson, do you wish to close?
I do not, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Bob Repine as the Director of the Economic and Community Development Department? All those of the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye. As names are called. All those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Beyer?
Aye.
Brown? Burdick, Carter, Deckard, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morris, Nelson, Brzozinski, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, President Courtney?
Yes.
On legislative business, Deckert, Devlin, Star B, excused, George. Oh. Answering George? Okay. On legislative business, Deckert, Devlin, Star B, 27 aye votes.
Senators confirm the governor's appointment. Senator Charles Starr, for what purpose do you rise?
Return to courtesies.
Without objection, please feel free to do so.
We have in the gallery up here a bunch of students from the Oregon Academy, our virtual school, and would like for you to extend the courtesies of the Senate to these young people. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Charles Starr. Yes. In the back gallery, the Oregon Connections Academy, ORCA, students, parents, and teachers are gathered there. It is my understanding today is their first official day here at the Capitol. It is Oregon's first and largest online public charter school. The enrollment is 700 students, K through ninth grade, and the students are from every part of the state of Oregon. We're very grateful you'd come to our state capitol today to help us in our deliberations. Welcome to your state capitol. We hope you have a good day here. Thank you for coming. I will now return to the regular order of business, and I will recognize Senator Laurie Montes Anderson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate confirm the following governor's appointment of Meredith Cotee as the long-term care ombudsman.
Senator Laurie Montes Anderson moves the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Meredith Cotee as a long-term care ombudsperson. Would you please speak to your motion?
Thank you. Ms. Cote has shown great leadership in the role as director of the Ombudsman Program. Each day, representatives of the Office of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman visit long-term care facility residents throughout Oregon, responding to individual requests for assistance with all types of problems. I know that many of our staff and members have used this program and these advocates. Many of the problems relate to basic resident care and threaten to erode resident quality of life. And preserving such core values as individual dignity and choice requires a persistent presence. Our long-term care system is a work in progress. It's challenged by fast growth and inadequate workforce and financing dilemmas. We baby boomers are getting older and aging. Many of us are going to be entering this system pretty soon and will need the care of ombudsmen. Many of us are caring for our parents right now. It's great to know that we have great leadership in this program. Ms. Cote will, I'm sure, continue to direct this program very well. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, Senator Ross Anderson. Is there further discussion on the issue, on the nomination? Senator Ross Anderson, do you wish to close? Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Meredith Cote as the long-term care ombudsperson? All those in the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye as name to call. All those opposed, no. No. Clerk, please call the roll.
Brown.
Senator Brown.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter. Deckard, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Witsit, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, President Courtney?
Yes.
On legislative business, Deckard, Devlin, Star B, 27 aye votes.
Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Reading of the Senate petitions, memorials, and resolutions. Other business of the Senate, a list of interim and statutory committee appointments that I have made have been distributed to the members' desk. This list will be recorded in the journal and placed in the original documents file, so ordered. Let me recognize, we'll start with Senator Bates, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a reminder to Democrats that we're caucusing immediately after session in room 350. Room 350, immediately after session.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Recognize Senator Jenny Burdick, please.
President, I would like to have courtesies extended to my former intern, Jordan Rash, who is on the cusp of graduating from Willamette and is very excited about the prospect and sleep-deprived.
Thank you, Senator Burdick. Jordan, real pleased you could be here today. I'd like to extend the first official courtesies of the Senate to you. Congratulations on graduating from Willamette University. Good luck to you in either graduate school or whatever future that you're now going to go into, a job, graduate school, whatever. Go Bearcats. Thank you. Recognize Senator Dave Nelson. Senator Nelson, did you wish to make an announcement to the Senate? A bit of a sad announcement he has to make, but an announcement he'd like to make to the Senate.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I just learned yesterday of the death of John Brigiotti, who was, he's not a member of the Senate, but he was a member of the Northwest Power Planning Council and had a heart attack and passed away, I think, 2 days ago or 3 days ago. And, you know, he did a great amount for the state of Oregon. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Nelson. I served with Representative John Brigiotti when I was in the House. A remarkable person. I liked him very much. I'd like to ask if we could just hold our conversations, please, and observe a quiet moment of silence, please, for the passing of Representative John Brigiotti, please. Thank you for your observance, my fellow senators. Is there further announcements or courtesies at this time? If there are no further announcements, and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until the call of the President.